mere mention of your name, the crowd erupts in applause. I didn't even get to say thank you. So thank you for all that you've done to get camp on this year and to lead us in all that you've done. We look forward to having Mr. and Mrs. Camp and a mystery couple leading us next year. Thank you to the speakers and panelists this morning, Mr. Bio, for organizing that. We've already thanked the chaperone, so I want to give one more thank you to all the campers. This was a delightful year. Well, we had zero discipline issues this year. Zero. But we had one hiccup last night. We couldn't find one camper. He hid himself from his chaperone, from Mr. Vanderstel. And so Mr. Vanderstel spent half an hour looking for this camper. He was underneath the cabin. I don't know who got the worst end of the deal, Mr. Vanderstel, for looking for half an hour, or the person that emerged from the bottom of the cabin full of cobwebs. So one hiccup, but thank you all for being good campers, for being here, taking time out of your schedules, vacations, to come here and sit under the Word. I want to turn to Proverbs 7 and 8 to close camp this year. I'm just going to read a few verses, Proverbs 7 and Proverbs 8. We'll read 6 through 11 of Proverbs 7 and verse 21. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and behold, among the simple ones I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Then verse 21, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. In Proverbs 8, 1 through 11, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in of the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So this closing devotion is intended to tie everything together. How do we do that? As we were listening this past week, we really heard two voices, didn't we? The voice of Lady Folly from Proverbs 7, and the voice of Wisdom from Proverbs 8. So I've written a poem again this year to tie everything together. I don't know if you were here several years ago, but someone asked me if I was going to do a poem again, and I was debating, but I did. The poem is entitled Two Voices. Two voices. Two voices you did hear, leaving camp this year. To which will you give heed, your precious soul to feed? One voice, Folly, bold and brash, In dark hell, she will make you crash. Another voice, wisdom, loud and clear, cuts through the sin and doubt and fear. One voice, folly, deadly poison's cup, will you with the strange woman sup? One voice, wisdom, eternal and true, gives the heavenly, divine, and wholesome view. One voice, folly, the satanic whisper sly, speaks in many versions the same lie. One voice, wisdom, hearts to fill and own. He wants your heart, Christ, on the throne. And then I broke it down for each of the topics that we had. Wisdom for life's pressures. Folly will burden with anxious care to lose perspective. Please don't share your troubles. Stay by yourself alone. Turn to me and turn to your phone. It's no use because God won't aid. He's abandoned the world he's made. But wait. The voice of wisdom cries, there is hope and help with joy to rise. The word of wisdom is the key. It will transform both you and me. The hard thing may not dissipate, but on God you will learn to wait. Wisdom leads again to God and His rule. These will lift weights of life for the fool. Wisdom helps the fool to trust and think, with thanksgiving the cup of joy to drink. Wisdom to promote prayer. Folly will focus on your pleasure, comfort of the flesh your treasure. It makes God's service drudgery and duty, marring and dimming wisdom's beauty. Don't read the word, will folly say. It's no use for you to pray. Best move on with work and life, make money, be busy. There's no strife. What's the rule of wisdom for devotion? Does wisdom cry mid life's commotion? Yes, it may seem only duty, no delight, to pray and read God's word for light. No matter if the flesh is dim and weak, when faith's perspective seems so bleak, persist in picking up God's truthful lamp on your heart and mind to leave its stamp. On duty, firmly plant your spiritual feet, daily do your duty to repeat. Delight will then soon follow and pervade the inner recesses of heart and sin's shade. To bring to Christ in all His tender grace, in sweet communion, love's embrace, the voice of wisdom for you will vie. Heed it here, now, till the day you die. Wisdom to define identity. Who are you? That is the quest, for which folly will give no rest. Unrelenting, she will hotly pursue, shaping, defining, sculpting you. Folly will feed with different thought, in postmodern concept to be taught. You shape you, it's all in how you feel. That's what's genuine, that's what's real. Is that the truth? Does wisdom cry? Will you believe this awful lie? Will you let the word of God define? Upon its truth, draw a clear line. This is who I am. Let's here begin. Created upright, without any sin. Reflecting God. Sad, the narrative. With creation's good, no comparative. Now wrestling with sin's destruction, my identity fraught with corruption, confusion, deception, how do I turn a new leaf, new image, new truth to learn? Back to wisdom's constant call for sinners ruined by the fall. There's hope in Christ to be restored. A new identity He will afford. It is not tied up in how you feel. That does not determine what is real. Union with Christ, identity, life's story. Realized, live now, fully then, in glory. Wisdom for discernment. Folly cries, think what you like, no need to discern, morals take a hike. It's all up to you and what's right in your eyes, no need to fight. But wait, does wisdom not have a say to help us to discern today? Is there anything new under the sun where wisdom's reach does not run? Discern, discern, does wisdom speak? Midst dwindling morals, judgment seek. Between good and evil, the word does judge. On these vital points, do not fudge. How can you increase this vital skill to help falsehood and error to kill? Focus on these four things in life for clear discernment in the strife. The source of wisdom, Christ the Lord. The book of wisdom, the written word. The goal of wisdom, the fear of God. The link to wisdom, prayer with God. Discernment needed for life's departments. Life-giving, holistic, no compartments. Choosing friends, relationships, entertainment. God's will to know and do with abandonment. Wisdom for perseverance. Give up, folly proposes. The Christian life, not one of roses. Why persist when you can have fun? Full of pleasure, life's course to run. The threats to persist abound, held up by folly all around. Don't work, don't pray, don't trust at all. Folly takes aim, so you will fall. Along comes wisdom with his call. Turn in here, despite your fall. Receive rest and strength to run along, to persevere against the wrong. What will sustain you for the race, to keep perspective and the pace? The promises, sure and strong, will your spiritual energy prolong. Run with wisdom at the front before. Don't give up, press on, discourage no more. Run, run steady, true and straight. For a struggling runner, help and wait. Together, run with focus sure. With no distractions, hearts are pure. Till one day, you reach the finish line and see wisdom, your guide sublime. Two voices you did hear, leaving camp this year. To which will you give heed, your precious soul to feed? Let's pray. Lord, we have heard these two voices, wisdom and folly, both calling for our attention, both calling for our hearts. But Lord, you have called us this week again and again to turn in, to heed thy wisdom, to heed thy word, to heed thy son. And Lord, as we head back home, back into the world, back to hear the voice of folly beckoning and seducing us, or attempting to seduce us, we pray that we would heed thy voice, the voice of the Son of God, and live. Be with each of these young people, Lord. Bless them with life in Christ Jesus. Preserve them by thy wisdom, that they would learn to take the truths that they have learned, the truths that they know about thee, and apply them into their own lives and run with patience the race that is set before them, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. Be with those who have never taken heed to wisdom, those who have ignored that call, who have suppressed that call even. Lord, arrest them and bring them face to face with Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask that thou wilt go before us then. Preserve us on our homeward ways as many will travel. We pray that thou wilt preserve and bless us now. Let thy Spirit continue to take what we have learned this week and to bring it home to hearts and minds and lives. We thank thee so much, Lord, for each young person here, for the pleasant time that we had with each other, the enjoyable time, not just listening to topics, but interacting with each other, playing sports with each other, being able to have an oasis in these past few days of fellowship, of encouragement, of being instructed in thy word, a blessing that so many in this world do not have, and we return thanks to thee for what thou hast done. Lord, we pray that thou wilt return us next year in thy providence, in thy care, and thy mercy. Graciously forgive all that was sinful in this past week, Lord. We pray that thou wilt cover us in the blood of thy well-beloved Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. We did have a couple questions.